Dan O'Brien is one of 11 candidates running for the Ward 20 Osgood seat on Ottawa City Council. The by-election was called following George DeRuze's resignation upon his election to the provincial parliament. Dan O'Brien is here with us and shares that his professional experience and expertise make him well-suited to represent Ward 20 Osgood.
I grew up here. I'm a fourth-generation family that has lived in the Osgood Ward. I have business experience. I've had more than 100 people working for me at one time. I have owned two different farms, so I've got a good agricultural knowledge, business knowledge. Having worked with the seniors' buildings, I have a pretty good feeling as to what we need for housing for our retired group as well.
Dan O'Brien identifies a lack of accountability at City Hall as his top concern. He wants to improve transparency and ensure that resources are used efficiently. He says many city employees support this goal, but often feel powerless to challenge existing practices.
The number one issue in my mind is waste at City Hall. I have firsthand seen some activities where, for example, is on a snow removal crew where they had 14 trucks rented and really only needed seven, basically wasting over $8,000 in one night with one crew. And nobody really, it was not the fault of anyone on the ground or the foreman, but whoever dispatched that. And I just have concerns that that sort of leakage or waste doesn't get back to the accounting people. Like that particular one, there was no issue about it. I've talked to 9 different city employees while I've been out introducing myself and door knocking. And when I relate that scenario to them, they don't seem surprised and all seem in favor of trying to reform and make each of the departments more accountable. It sort of surprised me that the city staff that I spoke to was all on side. The number one thing for me is shaking the tree and getting some accountability at the city. And again, reiterating the fact that the city employees that I've talked to all seem in favor, and they somewhat feel powerless. One explained to me that even though they had a snitch line for fraud and waste, the employees really don't feel comfortable using it because the fact that by process of elimination, there's a good chance they'd be identified, and that probably wouldn't be good for their career. And just like talking to contractors, private contractors that do city contracts, they sometimes talk about excess in the way that the jobs are spec'd, adding a lot of probably unnecessary costs. And it's not just at the city level either. I believe it's at the provincial and all levels, and not just government. It's even private enterprise.
Dan O'Brien also adds that his priorities for Ward 20 Osgood include increasing access to affordable housing, providing support and housing options for seniors, and reducing speeding and traffic accidents in the area.
Trying to get some more affordable housing. Lots are almost impossible to buy in our ward. And ones that are available are very expensive. Like the cheapest that I know of right now is $200,000, and they go up to $600,000. Cutting some red tape from people that have properties and trying to sever a lot or build an additional dwelling on it is quite challenging. I know one in case where a farmer had a property and was trying to subdivide one lot for his son, and it cost him over $70,000 just for paperwork before he could start. That's one. Working with seniors to try and accommodate and develop more buildings. We have 2 presently in the ward, 1 in Metcalf and 1 in Osgood, and the waiting list to get into those exceeds 2 years. Those are 2 big ones. And then, of course, the one that I hear at the door the most is speeding, which is directly related to lack of police presence in our ward. More officers, more speed measures would definitely cut down on a lot of complaints and hopefully some of the accidents that we're seeing at intersections.
The by-election for the Ward 20 Osgood seat on Ottawa City Council is scheduled for June 16th, 2025. This interview is part of a continuing series, and I'll be reaching out to the other candidates to share their perspectives with our listeners as they become available. This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.